Chapter 27, Product Principles. I always like to complement the product vision and product strategy with a set of product principles. Where the product vision describes the future you want to create, and the product strategy describes your path to achieving that vision, the product principles speak to the nature of the products you want to create. Product principles are not a list of features, and they are not tied to any one product release. The principles are aligned with the product vision for an entire product line. A good set of principles may inspire some product features, but it's more about what the company and product teams believe is important. As an example, early on at eBay, we found that we needed a product principle that spoke to the relationship between buyers and sellers. Most of the revenue came from sellers, so we had a strong incentive to find ways to please sellers. But we soon realized that the real reason sellers loved us was because we provided them with buyers. This realization led to a critical principle that stated, in cases where the needs of the buyers and the sellers conflict, we will prioritize the needs of the buyer because that's actually the most important thing we can do for sellers. These are what principles are all about. You can imagine how this type of principle would help with designing and building a marketplace and how many issues could be resolved by simply keeping it in mind. Whether you choose to go public with your principles depends on your purpose. In many cases, the principles are simply a tool for the product teams, but in other cases, the principles serve as a clear statement of what you believe, intended for your users, customers, partners, suppliers, investors, and your employees. Product objectives. Overview. I was extremely fortunate to have started my career at HP as an engineer during their heyday, when they were known as the industry's most successful and enduring example of consistent innovation and execution. As part of HP's internal engineering management training program called the HP Way, I was introduced to a business objective-based system known as MBO, Management by Objectives. Dave Packard claimed, "No tool has contributed more to Hewlett-Packard's success. MBO is the antithesis of management by control." The MBO system was refined and improved at several companies over the years, most notably by the legendary Andy Grove at Intel. Today, the primary business objective management system we use is known as the OKR system, Objectives and Key Results. John Doerr brought the technique from Intel to a very young Google, and a couple decades after Dave Packard attributed much of HP's success to MBO, Larry Page said essentially the same thing about the importance of the OKR process on Google's success. The concept is straightforward and based on two fundamental principles. The first can easily be summed up with the famous General George Patton quote I mentioned earlier. "Never tell people how to do things, tell them what to do, and they will surprise you with their ingenuity." Two, the second was captured by HP's tagline of that era, "When performance is measured by results." The idea here is that you can release all the features you want, but if it doesn't solve the underlying business problem, you haven't really solved anything. The first principle is fundamentally about how to empower and motivate people to get them to do their best work, and the second is about how to meaningfully measure progress. So much has changed in our industry over the years, but these two fundamental management principles are still at the foundation of how the best tech companies and teams operate. While there are several workable systems and tools for managing these business objectives, in this book, I'll focus on the OKR system technique. Most of the major successful tech companies have been using it for several years now. It seems to have hit some sort of tipping point and is now spreading globally. While the concept of team objectives might sound straightforward, there are many ways to institutionalize this across product teams and organizations, and it can take a few quarters before the organization finds its groove.